Hello, my name is David Hennick, Program Coordinator with the CSIS Africa Program. I'm here today with Ambassador David Shin, who's here to discuss his recent chapter for the CSIS Africa Policy Review on China's engagement in Africa. Ambassador Shin, thank you very much for joining us today.
Happy to join you, David.
My first question, how has Chinese engagement on the African continent changed since 2000?
It has given the Africans another option for both political and economic support, especially countries like Sudan and Zimbabwe that have fallen out of favor with the West. It's also resulted in funding for huge infrastructure projects that in turn use Chinese companies to implement most of these projects. And there's been a significant Chinese demand for oil, minerals, and hardwood timber, which has helped raise the price for those items in African countries that export them. Of course, there's a downside in that African countries that also import these products, particularly oil, pay higher prices. In any event, the global financial crisis has recently driven down the prices of all these commodities. China's also become much more involved in United Nations peacekeeping operations in Africa. Currently, it has about 1,600 security personnel there. And then finally, because China and Asian textile production have generally undersold African textiles, their production has forced significant layoffs among African textile workers, and China has been under pressure to take remedial steps. For example, they signed an agreement with South Africa to sharply limit Chinese textile imports.
Thank you. And Ambassador Shin, why does this engagement on the continent matter to U.S. interests?
Well, U.S. and Chinese interests in Africa are not significantly different. Both countries want access to Africa's raw materials, especially oil and gas. They also want the political support of Africa's 53 countries in various international forums, and they both hope to export more to Africa. China has one separate interest. It wants to ensure that all African countries recognize Beijing and not Taipei. The United States hopes that China will encourage good governance and help stamp out corruption in Africa. The U.S. has also praised Chinese contributions to United Nations peacekeeping operations in Africa and would look favorably on more contributions to peacekeeping. And lastly, it would help the United States and the West generally if China were more transparent about its assistance to Africa so that there would be better coordination.
Excellent. Thank you. How would you assess the Bush administration's approach to China's increasing engagement in Africa?
Sure. Although the Bush administration was slow to recognize the growing role of China in Africa, its policy eventually was consistent and, I believe, appropriate. It focused on areas where China and the United States could cooperate rather than obsess about those few issues that have a potential for competition or even conflict. But having expressed a willingness to work with China in Africa, especially on joint assistance projects in health and agriculture, both countries have been slow to move forward. I think the Bush administration perceived China as a legitimate partner in Africa and a country that had the will and the funds to make a positive contribution. As in the case of the United States, China is first seeking to achieve its own interests on the continent.
And what policy recommendations would you suggest for the incoming Obama administration?
Well, my contribution to this project has a long list of recommendations. I'll just cite a few of them. The Obama administration should increase the level and the frequency of its interaction with African officials and engage in a more intense dialogue with China on what the two countries can do together to improve the situation in Africa. The U.S. should encourage Beijing to expand joint cooperation aimed at enhancing maritime security along African coastal states. The U.S. and China should identify several joint aid projects in the health and agricultural sectors that will make positive contributions to Africa. I think the U.S. and China should work to build a greater trade capacity in Africa. U.S. dialogue with China on African issues at the same time should not admit the controversial ones, such as human rights and democracy, better environment practices, and worker safety and fair labor practices.
Ambassador Shin, thank you very much for joining us today.
Happy to be with you.
And for more information on this paper or any of our other papers in the CSIS Africa Policy Review, please visit www.csis.org. /Africa.